Alex Stone stepping up to the WGN studios, convention studios here.
I'm sorry it took me so long to get over here.
That's all right. You had to walk. You had to walk literally five steps.
Like five steps. Yeah.
I don't know what that took so long for.
Yeah.
All right. Now I saw you running out to this thing a few minutes ago. You just run back. What happened here?
Well, trying to get outside. You know, we've been covering these protests, and of course, when you cover them, nothing happens or very little happens. And then when you're inside and doing some other work, that's when you find out it happened. And they locked the gate, at least this one that we have access to right here, to get out to the protest. And if you go around the other way, if they let you out, then you still can't get to the protest because they've shut down the streets getting close to there. Cleveland police just put out a dispersal order. They're telling people leave or be arrested, so the arrests are now underway. They've got a van where they're loading folks into it.
Mm-hmm.
But they just sent out the warning to media saying that applies to you too. I come from California where mm-hmm. the dispersal orders don't apply to the media because of state law. Unless you're doing something completely illegal and wrong. So the warning now going out is for the media members, the reporters out there, if you don't leave now, you will be arrested too, is what they're telling the media. And they had made that clear from the beginning. Reporters are not allowed to have gas masks. They'll take those from them. Mm-hmm. They're saying you're the public as well, so you'll be arrested as well. So they're telling reporters to go. Two officers have been injured, minor injuries it looks like at this point. And we wait to find out some of the numbers that are going to be coming in now.
But you said that they were loading people, they were arresting multiple people. It wasn't just one flag burner or one person.
Yeah, all we know is arrests, plural, mm-hmm. are underway. But it does look like from what we're seeing outside that things have calmed down significantly, that this may have been an issue where they took care of whoever they were trying to take care of. People went nuts for a second, and then now things are a lot better. We've seen they're trying to push them back toward the public square, get them away from this entrance, because delegates are going to be coming in for the evening program. They've got to open up that entrance. It's not chaos out there, but it's more heated than what we've seen so far.
Yeah, and the public square is a place where protesters have gone. That's not the official protest area,
right?
Though.
Right.
The protesters are there, and we were walking by there last night, and it was there were like five protesters and 150 police officers.
Yeah.
So it was like,
and sometimes that many members of the media too.
Yeah, right.
That's why it's hard to see the protesters for the media members in the pictures that
I've
seen.
Yeah, it's like all the photographers and everybody else sitting
surrounded.
There, and then you'll have a group of protesters in the middle of the police and the photographers.
And the protesters didn't seem to be to understand what they were protesting, so that was good.
Right.
I mean, the thing is, you know, for all the talk of having trouble here, there has been so little.
Yeah, surprisingly little. And police have said that they think that's because of the tactics that they've been using. They haven't been getting in the riot gear, you know, and we've talked about it before, but, you know, the LAPD, the second you have a demonstration, they're in their helmets, face shields down, batons across their chest, and there's a belief that that may incite some of
this.
That
brings everybody's game up a
little bit. Yeah, the protesters see it, and they're like, oh, booyah, here we go, where they've been trying to stay in their regular gear. Today, right now, they're in riot gear out there, and they've got the full body protection on for riot gear. Not all of them. But they brought in the riot police.
The badass Secret Service guys are upstairs. The uniform, the guys in the full tech gear, and with the fully loaded, I think possibly fully automatic weapons around their chests. And you know, you walk by them, and you're like, oh God, oh please, I'm fine. I just have to go pee.
don't bother with me. Yeah. Here's my credentials.
I didn't.
Exactly.
I'm okay.
Is this one okay? How's your day going?
Yeah. Well, and then you've got unarmed folks who are lining the area outside of the parking garage, and all they can tell you is don't cross this street to go near there. I guess they don't want anybody getting near the gates, you could argue, because they don't want anybody to cover it because nobody can get outside right now, and a lot of people are stuck inside.
And then,
but the real reason is so that things aren't being thrown over the fence, and they don't want people getting hurt on this end. You're on this end. Somebody throws, you know.
I'm fine. I'll stay right here.
Yeah.
Fine.
Right.
I'm good to go.
Exactly.
Good to go. Yeah. We got a lot of security around us.
They're not really social, the Secret Service guys you find, right? When you try to talk to
them. Not a big sense of humor.
No.
I found that. I found that really the hard way, too. It was like, ow, ow. No, I was just making a joke.
You know, mess around.
Judy's News coming your way in 2 minutes.